Now, a story about a hand-hooked rug, the woman who couldn't complete it, and a stranger who stepped in to help. They found each other through a program that matches volunteer crafters with projects left unfinished when someone dies or becomes disabled. Martha Biebinger of member station WBUR reports.
The small Turkish-style rug is a bright mix of red and blue geometric shapes on a gold background. Donna Savastio spent more than 100 hours following the pattern stamped on linen, using a hook to pull strips of wool through the backing, making loop after loop.
You can sit here for hours if you want to. I mean, it's like, wow, but I love it.
Savastio started this rug around the same time she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. It maps the progression of her disease. In one section, delicate red scrolls expand to become solid blocks of red. John Shambroon fingers tangled loops along the navy blue border where his wife stopped.
She started to get a little bit off the rails and having difficulty pulling the threads up through the top.
That was about a year ago. It looked like Savastio's rug would never be finished. Then Jan Rowetter arrives at the front door.
Nice to meet you.
Rowetter is a rug hooker the couple has never met.
I've recently lost both my parents and my mom to dementia.
She's here to collect and complete Savastio's rug.
And it's something that I would have loved to have been able to do for my mom. And so that's why I'm here.
This is a godsend.
Rowetter moves around Savastio's craft room, gathering the supplies she'll need. There's one lingering question. How to mark the spots where Savastio's handiwork stops and Rowetter's will begin. The two women open Savastio's closet in search of options.
Kind of picking through the clothes here.
Okay, here we go.
A silky scarf with thin tassels looks promising to Rowetter.
Instead of cutting it up, I could just take some tassels.
Rowetter bundles up the rug and heads home.
I will be in touch.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Thanks again.
Rowetter and Savastio found each other through loose ends. The program has matched more than 600 unfinished blankets, sweaters, socks, rugs, and doilies since launching 10 months ago. It's the brainchild of two longtime friends and knitters, Macy Kaplan and Jen Simonic, who were both asked last summer to complete projects for friends who'd lost moms.
Sometimes you look around and think, this must be happening somewhere in the world, and when it's not, you're like, oh, it has to.
Now, says Simonic, Loose Ends has 9,100 volunteers in 42 countries. Kaplan and Simonic spend hours of their free time every day filtering data on spreadsheets, looking for the closest person to a submitted project with the right skills and interests.
There are some people who are like, give me an 80-foot blanket. And there's some people that like, I don't do anything bigger than a sock. So it's me and Macy looking at spreadsheets till we go blind.
Here's Macy Kaplan.
Watching strangers take care of each other has been really wonderful to watch.
A month after picking up the rug, Jan Rowetter is back with a gift-wrapped package.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous!
Three silvery threads, slim tassels snipped from Donna Savastio's scarf, mark spots in the rug's blue border where Rowetter took over.
Every loop was with love and thinking of you, thinking of my mom and whatnot.
John Shambroon looks at Rowetter, shaking his head in wonder.
This is just a purely good thing, especially these days.
These days, it's pretty nice to be able to do something pure of the heart, right? Pure of the heart.
For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger in Boston.